podcast uses profanity. Topics may be disturbing for some listeners. Listen at your own risk. Welcome back to Hell on Hills podcast. I'm Bryce.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Millie.
So we do. Yeah, we have a special guest today. We've got Millie Monster.
Millie came in for our April 1st episode.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you guys going to play pranks on me?
No, you're our April Fool.
You are the fool.
You're here for entertainment.
Yeah.
Duh. You are the April Fool's surprise.
Mill, this comes out after April Fool's, if it makes you feel better. Anyway,
stoic.
We didn't even do anything.
You called me up. You know what? No.
Okay. Listen. Mill is lucky that she's here because she had to get various approvals to be on this podcast today. Yeah.
Do you know the paperwork we had to file?
Do you guys even file paperwork for your podcast?
For the podcast, no. But I do commonly file paperwork. It's not even paperwork. It's attachments from emails.
It was paperwork we had to file for mom and dad to give approval for you to be on the podcast.
Yep.
Why not just call dad and say, hey, Millie's on the podcast, and period. Dad would be fine. He'd be like, oh yeah, I'm fine with that. Let me get the nails.
That's not how businesses work, though.
That's not how parents work.
With my parents, yeah.
You know, you and I have the same parents, right?
Or do we?
We do. Let me just explain that I know how they operate, and I know without a doubt you were not getting on unless I got approvals from mom and dad.
Well, dad would always give you approval. Mom probably, no.
No. Dad would not always give approval. Cody's asking for us to save the legal for after. So anyways,
that's a good point.
Moving on. Finally got approval for Millie to be on the podcast. I don't know what she's giggling about, but.
Sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
I don't know. She's all giddy and stuff. I don't know what to do with it. Point being is that we got approvals. She's on. This is just how it worked, guys. Okay. It's just how it worked on JJ. She's on. And then she yawns at me very aggressively. She's on because she continues to think I lie about the things that I am told about her, though I don't.
That's a lie. That's proving how that you lie all the time. Because that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Whatever.
So. Let's just take this as an example. So today there has been a pickle.
Pickle gate.
Bryce, no.
So what she's going to get upset about is I'm going to tell the truth about how this is working. And she wants me to lie to you guys. That's the real issue. And I'm not willing to lie to you guys. So this is how this works. We went grocery shopping today, and while we were there, she's like, pickles! And I said, I'm not buying more pickles. I already have pickles at home. You can have some of those. She plays Among Us, and then she finally goes, I'm hungry. Okay, well, what do you want? And I asked her if she was, I don't know the exact terms I used, but I basically asked her if she was snackish or hungry. Like, did she want a snack or a meal? And so she tells me, I'll probably just have a lot of pickles. She's going to contest that she said a lot. She said the word a lot.
No, I said I'd want some pickles. I didn't say I want a lot.
She said a lot. She said the term a lot.
Well, I was hungry. What else was I supposed to say?
Can I have some pickles? Can I have something to eat? The point being is that I told her no, she could not sit and eat all of my pickles. She asked me why not. Because they're my pickles.
Well, the thing is, though, I get hangry, though, so I have a right to tell you I'm hungry.
I get hangry, too. I'm not telling you to not tell me you're hungry. We can resolve the hunger issue. I'm telling you, your hunger is not going to be resolved by eating all of my pickles. We'll get you a different meal.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm kind of addicted to pickles, so...
Yeah, I'm very much aware that does not change the fact that they're my pickles.
Well, not for long, they're not.
Listen, the point being is that she's arguing with me about semantics. I told her she could not have all of my pickles. That's all it comes down to. And she is upset that I told her she could not eat all of my pickles.
But then she let me have a pickle sandwich.
No, I let you have a turkey sandwich, and I neglected to supervise how many pickles you put on there.
Well, you didn't supervise very well then, because I had like four pickles on one.
I'm very much aware. That's why I said I neglected to supervise.
Well, okay, my turn to tell a story now. Well, so apparently Bryce is not allowed to swear at me, according to my older brother or older sister.
Let's just clarify, he is older brother, but we all call him our sister. Don't shush me. It's my podcast.
You shush me.
It's my podcast.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm sorry. So I was talking. I went to go tattletale on her to my brother, because that's what I do. And so I called him, and he is. So I'm talking to him, and I tell him the story, and he's like, oh, okay. So Bryce is like, okay, grab me the phone now, so I can talk to him and tell him the real story. She swore at me, and then Landon's like, you're not allowed to swear at her. And she's like, I can do whatever I want. And he's like, no, you can't. I'm the only one allowed to swear at my sister. And then she swore at me again. And he's like, hey, don't swear at my sister. And he got, and so then there was just a random silence. And then, so we were, and then he's like, yeah, don't swear at her. And she's like, I'll do whatever I want. You're not the boss of me. And she's like, why, why do you get to swear at her and not me? He's like, because I'm older. So, you're too young.
Put this into perspective as well. I also called my dad afterwards and tattletold on both me and my brother and said, he said, I can't swear at Millie because I swore at Millie. And my dad said, none of you are allowed to swear at Millie. So
it's kind of a lose-lose situation. Can we get to the real point? What is the podcast about?
She wanted so badly to be on the podcast. Are you talking about what the topics are?
Yeah, what is the main topic that you said? Well, oh, you're going to laugh.
So there's two main topics. One of them is true crime, and one of them is paranormal. And it's been like that for 164 episodes.
This is 165.
I'm a little bit aware of that. I listen to every podcast.
Well, why did you ask?
That's not true. She listens to the beginning of... So, any concerned parents, she listens to the beginning of every... Not even every podcast. Of the approved podcast by my father, okay?
Yeah, the ones where she makes fun of me.
Yes,
that's all of them.
And Amanda majority. Talks about her poo problems.
It's my life.
It could be worse. Could be talking about other problems, you know?
What?
It's fine. Point being is, Mil, we don't rush things, okay? We don't rush things. I haven't even had a chance to ask Amanda how she is yet.
Oh, I'm great. I'm loving this dynamic. This is fun for me.
It's so fun for you. I'm so glad. Well, I'm doing just fabulous. Thank you for asking. I got pictures of a cuddle puddle.
Oh my God, it was so cute. Two boys, one dog.
Oh my God, it was the sweetest thing. It was mostly one boy, one dog snuggling. Could you not chew on that? That's not really a chew toy.
It is now.
That can be. I don't care. That's fine. What else? I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you. I just don't remember what it was.
What are you looking at, dog?
Could you not worry about what the dog's looking at?
Well, I get scared easily, so,
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. As you slept in the boys' playpen last night.
Dude! There you go again, but she likes to spread a lot of my information.
Really fun to do, actually.
Why did you sleep in the playpen?
It's actually cozy in there. It's pretty cozy. Like the one behind me.
Don't lie, Bryce. Bryce has slept in there before, I know.
I literally just said it's pretty cozy in there.
I mean, yeah, but it's different because Bryce doesn't have much of a choice because children.
She does have a choice because their crib is in her room. So no, she could be like, no. I need a break from the kids and then sleep in there.
I'm going to give you about 30 years and we'll have this conversation again and you tell me if you feel the same way.
I don't think she quite understands. First of all, their cribs are not in my room. Period. End of story. Secondly, they're in their room.
I've never been in their room. Because I've only ever been at your house once when you had the boys.
Yeah, and when you were here, it was in their room. I guarantee it was. It doesn't matter. Well, it's we're not gonna argue about this.
Well, I probably zoned out though.
The point is that I don't have to sleep in the playpen when I want a break. I have to sleep into the playpen when the boys are not sleeping and driving me bonkers.
Because that's the only chance you'll get to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Well, sleep safely, because if they fall, it's usually on you.
Well, I mean, they can't really fall, you know? Not in the playpen, at least.
Well, they're not really walking. Sorry, I was thinking, like, topple over.
Oh, no, they're not doing that yet. Anyways, Millie, how are you?
Well, I've been doing better, but I have been having a lot of anxiety.
About anything in particular?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with my friend and my friend group. That's cool.
Do we need to do a therapy session?
My therapist listens. You can.
I was
going to
say, your therapist listens.
I have my own therapist every other Wednesday, so...
So, no, I think she's going to deal with that through her therapist. Sorry, Amy.
Yeah, sorry.
My therapist is nicer.
You don't even know Amy.
Well, she sounds nice, but my therapist is the best.
She sounds nice because she listens, and that's all I know about her.
Now, my therapist lets me go into a sand room.
I don't know what that is. But I don't feel like I like it.
A sand room or a sound room?
Sand room.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
It just, all it has is little figurines on the wall, and then you can grab them, and then there's three different layers of sand that you can pick from and play in.
That sounds
like
horrible.
A giant sandbox.
Can no, it's not imagine? A sandbox. It's like this big.
Oh, this big. So she lets you play in a litter box.
No, oh, that reminds me. I need to clean out my cat's litter box.
I was going to tell you that Friday, and I forgot. Sorry. Do you see her over there just crimping her bangs every 30 seconds?
Meanwhile, I haven't washed my hair yet.
I wash my hair Friday morning. We're good. We're golden.
I washed mine Friday afternoon.
I know you washed yours Friday afternoon because you weren't coming to my house, stinky.
How do you know? You know what? No, I didn't. I haven't showered for a week.
I literally know you showered. Point. Okay, we're not going to continue this topic.
That's Point a topic is, for your therapist.
Yes. We'll let you go ahead and talk with your therapist about that. We're going to go ahead and move on. So we're all great is what we're hearing.
Yeah,
Millie
we're all
is
doing
so
wonderful.
Excited to be on the podcast. JJ is so excited to be just chewing on my brush. I'm here. I'm hangry. I will tell you I'm hangry. Cody knows it. He effing knows it. So if we have to take a 10-second break to go get food, we're going to be taking a break to go get food.
Okay.
But anyways, do you want to talk about some socials real quick?
Sure.
We have those.
I think we have those, yeah.
Yeah, we have the socials. We've got X, Hell on Heels Pod, Facebook, Instagram, Hell on Heels Podcast. We have Discord up and going, which if you guys don't know, this is technically how we record. So we're on this weekly, if not more often. So if you guys want to join us on Discord, you should probably join us on Discord. I'm also going to be starting to post my random images that I make Greg create for me on here as well. Also, Amanda, you had a complaint about Greg.
Yeah, he didn't help me at all. He likes Bryce more. And I don't appreciate that because I say please too.
Me and Greg are besties.
That's because you pay him and I don't.
You know
what it is.
You don't have to say mean things.
Well, no, that's probably exactly what it is. I mean, I would be more likely to do something for someone that pays me.
I just mean, you don't have to tell me that my bestie is a paid bestie, okay?
Hey.
Mean.
Yeah, never mind. I got nothing. I was going to come to your defense, but sorry, Richie Rich.
Has nothing to do with Richie Rich. It's just that I like it. I was like,
You guys know who Richie Rich is?
Yes. Yeah, he's a rich kid.
No, I forgot to mention this. There are several times. Several times that I have been with Mill, a song comes on. Let's use Gas Pedal.
I don't know that song.
Stand up. Grab the wall. Trying to make your bum fall off. Yeah, that one. I was singing that to JJ and Leo one day, and she goes, you know that song?
It's Gen Z song.
It is not.
Girl,
it's a millennial song.
That's
a millennial song.
I'm pretty sure I watched that song on MTV when it played.
I don't
music.
Like it anymore.
Is it because we know what it is?
Yeah, probably.
You guys ruined it. Thanks a lot, Amanda.
I'm fine with that.
I told her that. I told her it was a song of my generation. When she said, "You know that song?" Yes, I know that song.
Yes, we made that song. That song made us.
Yes,
from like the oldies.
Did you just call us old?
Yeah. Don't you know what the album Oldies is?
No.
It's just an album of old songs.
So she called us old.
So yeah, you.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Are you talking about an album or a genre?
Be like a playlist type of thing.
So
back to socials, we have them. So I've already mentioned all the big ones. We have our email, hellandheelspodcast@gmail.com. So if you want to email us with comments, suggestions, nice words, we don't take mean words. We only take kind words.
Yeah. We ignore the mean ones.
Yeah.
We say the mean ones too sometimes.
Well, we don't really get mean ones. I'm just making sure people know that if you do give us a mean one, I'm going to just tease you.
Yeah. We'll read it on air.
Uh-huh.
No, we probably
won't. And
yeah, if you say, if she thinks you say a swear word, then she will make fun of you.
Speaking of,
Millie, did you say a swear word?
No. She thought I did.
She was playing Among Us on my computer earlier today. And I was on the phone. Okay, let's keep in mind, I had like 1,000 things going on. So it could have just been something I heard, from my older sister. It could have been just like brain fart, whatever. But I swear to God, because I was on the phone with my sister. I had whining babies. Millie was talking. TV was on. Like, there was a lot of noise, right?
Okay.
And I swear to God, she told someone on Among Us, "You stupid bitch."
No, I didn't. I said, "You stupid idiot."
Wow, she went for the jugular.
No, I didn't. Stupid idiot. Yeah, Bryce, what'd we say about ratting people out?
First of all, she's saying she didn't say it, and I'm also saying I probably heard things because there was so much noise. But I swear to God, that's what she said.
No,
and Mill, I am not saying you did. I'm saying there was so much going on. That's what I thought I heard you say. But like when I've got a whining child, I've got the TV, my sister's on the phone. My sister didn't hear anything. So like there was just a lot. And it even took me a solid 40 seconds to register because she had already said a new comment. And I was like, wait, what did you just say?
No, you probably heard it weird because I have, because sometimes I pull out my, weird Australian accent when I'm playing games and then I say stupid in a weird way.
I don't think that's what it was, Mill, because it's not the stupid I misheard.
Well, I also said idiot in my accent,
I don't, too. Mill, I don't think that was what it was. I think there was too much going on. Anyways, point is, email us. Even if you do say a curse word, I'm probably just going to giggle at it. All right, are you guys then ready for a story?
Yes, I'm excited.
No.
Too bad.
So sad.
You wanted to be here. Now be
sucks
here.
To be you. So, we are talking about something. This was like way, way back when. I had to do historical research.
Oh. Oh, you went back.
I went back. Okay. So, we're going to be just diving into this. It's drama. This drama.
Oh, I love this story now.
You don't even know what story it is.
Well, I'm going to love it whether you like it or not.
This is the fall of Emperor Zaku.
Oh, okay. Zaku?
Zaku.
Okay.
So Zaku was a powerful and arrogant ruler. He was notorious for his vanity and ruthless leadership. His empire was very grand. It was beautiful. He ruled this place with an iron fist.
But that sounds horrible.
He was the worst. But he kind of let himself get comfortable and he became a little unguarded.
Uh-oh.
Zaku's decision, he had made a recent decision his time, obviously, to demolish a small village. And he was going to build his vacation home. He was like, this is the spot. My vacation home's going here. I don't care what happens to the village. It's going away.
Wait, whole village?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. He sounds like a horrible person.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest. Like, he's very arrogant. He's very, mm-hmm. I don't know. He's something else. So he was going to build this, and it was always in sources that I found referred to as Zoctopia. But that could Zoctopia. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's just, it's, and it was varied between sources. Majority of sources said it was Zoctopia.
Okay.
And this earned him a lot of enemies.
Sure. A whole village worth, at least.
A whole ass village. And one of those enemies actually orchestrated a very baffling assassination attempt. Okay. Mel, do you know what an baffling? We'll talk about it. Do you know what an assassination is, Mel?
Yeah. An assassination is where, like, someone, so when someone gets assassinated, it technically means, like, someone gets, like, a really important person gets, like, shot, or, like, by someone, like, one very particular person, or by, like, a group of people. That's what an assassination is.
Nailed it. Whenever they get killed by somebody. Important person, specifically.
Yeah, if it's me, I'm sorry, it's a murder, not an assassination.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So we're going to talk about the key players. First, there's Maiza. She's a woman who the emperor once considered his most trusted advisor. She was very shrewd, she was calculating, she was power hungry. And when Zaku abruptly demoted her from her position, she was furious. She was very cold and very vengeful. And then there's Kornk.
What?
Kornk? I don't know if I'm saying this right.
Kornk.
Okay.
You're saying it absolutely correct. That's okay. It can only be, it's Kornk.
Korn?
Where? Kornk.
Kornk. It's anyway. Kornk. Okay, sorry.
You guys made me excited.
She's food. She's going to get excited about it, okay? I don't blame you, Mel. So, Kornk is Maiza's accomplice. So, he's just this physically, described as this very physically imposing man, but he's intellectually lacking.
Kornk? No. Kornk. Who would have thought?
Now, a lot of sources say this was a nickname. Some say it wasn't. Just differences there. Now, Kornk, interestingly enough, like, he was her henchman. He was really big, strong, and stuff. But he wasn't, like, mean. He was noted for his culinary prowess.
He was a chef. Oh, he just wanted to be a chef.
Yeah. But he was also, like, so strong that he ended up being, like, a really great henchman for her.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of what we can find tells of during this ordeal, it talks of his conscience, and he basically says it was just nagging him and it was a burden throughout this entire ordeal that's about to ensue. So what we're going to talk about, like I said, is the night of Zoku's disappearance.
I'm sorry. I know I'm laughing. I'm still laughing at Kornk. So sorry.
I could be saying it wrong. I'm so sorry. This is like...
I know. I need to stop, because in case we are saying it wrong. But that was just the last thing I expected.
I'm sorry,
Kornk. Amanda, you're so mean. You're making fun of Kork's name.
Look, you have no idea. Okay?
Zero clue.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't need to be laughing at it.
You're right. I need to get it I need to get it together. Let's all take a moment for Kornk.
To Kornk.
Okay.
To Kornk.
To Kornk. I don't have a drink, so I can't toast him. So.
No, you're fine. I just used my burger.
Got it. So, according to my sources, Maiza would invite Zoku to a private dinner, which worked for Kornk, right? Because he could cook.
Yeah. He gets to cook.
Uh-huh. And this was a supposed attempt at least she posed this as an attempt to reconcile their differences. But for her, this was a ruse, right? So Maiza, she instructs Kornk to prepare this deadly poison to eliminate Zoku. And the plan was really simple. Slip the poison into his drink, eliminate the problem, seize control of the empire. She, after Makes all, sense. Had been one of his most, actually his most trusted advisor, which, by the way, for like a woman in like history way, way back when,
that's impressive. Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know that it, so it does sound like a good plan, but, like, did people know she had been demoted? Or was it still, like, kind of new? Because, I mean, they didn't really have text messages back then, so I imagine it takes some time for that to spread.
I understood that as, like, the people in the castle knew, but not, like, necessarily gotten to the villages yet.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
So, something goes horribly wrong with this plan, though. Instead of using the intended poison, Quark accidentally swaps it with a different experimental potion that Maiza had collected. She's also a scientist. Like, she was playing around. I call her a scientist. She was, like, more of a witch, you know?
Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to say alchemist. Nope, we're straight. We went straight to witch.
She's kind of a little bit of a witch. So she had some experimental potions, and Quark switches them from Maiza's collection. And Zoku doesn't die, but, you know, strange things start happening. Okay. So Zoku passes out, all this fun stuff. I shouldn't say fun. All this stuff happens, and they're desperate at this point because, you know, Maiza is like, no, we were trying to kill him. So they're trying to cover their tracks. So Maiza and Quark, they attempt to just dispose of Zoku. But as they rush to drag him away, Zoku struck his head against a stone pillar, knocking him completely unconscious.
Wait, so he passed out, woke up, hit his head on a pillar, and passed out again?
Yes.
This poor guy. Like, I know he's not great, but, I mean, I don't know if he deserves a concussion about it. You know what? No, I take that back. That's the least that he deserves. Sorry, well, change my mind.
Well, now this is according to Zoku's perspective, I guess. When he wakes up, he was alive and fine, but when he hit his head, it caused some brain scrambling, and he was very confused because he believed he had turned into a llama. And so he hit his head so hard.
Emperor's New Groove.
I'm trying to tell you about. We're talking something completely different, Mel.
We're talking.
That's he thought he was a llama. Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, she's.
Oh, like the movie.
Okay.
What do you think I was talking about?
I had no idea.
Well, it was just out of left field, Mel. We're like, what are you talking about? Anyways, so Zoku is in his delusional state. He wanders into the wilderness, and he's fully believing himself to be a llama. And he's like, I don't know what's happening. He's lost. And everyone around him's like, bro, you okay? Not that there's a lot of people around him right now.
In the wilderness.
Yeah. Maiza and Quark, they're hoping their problem kind of takes care of itself. They're like, you know what? Let him wander. Villagers. Animals, alligator, whatever, they're going to eat him. It's fine. We don't need to worry about it.
Oh, the villagers are going to eat him. Okay.
We don't know. Okay.
He did try to destroy a village. So you're right.
So obviously there's twists and turns to the story. So like I said, the experimental potion didn't transform him at all. After his injury, Zoku's mind was so rattled that he genuinely believed he was a llama. And every action he took from that point on was through this delusional lens of being an animal. So fortunately for him, a humble villager named Choppa.
Aww.
Sorry, hold on.
I don't know why. When you said humble, I just assumed we like Choppa. And I like the name. Yes, it sounds like
we Choppa. Like him. Yeah. He found the disoriented emperor wandering aimlessly. He was bleeding nonsense about lost empires and evil sorceresses. And Choppa reluctantly took him in, thinking, you know what, Zoku, he's confused, he's driven mad by the heat, like, he's confused. And this man didn't recognize him as the emperor. So he's like, this is just a lost traveler.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. He's just a good person.
Yeah. Now, over the next several days, Choppa, he attempts to help Zoku recover. And it's a slow and very frustrating process. But eventually, Zoku regains some of his sanity and some of his newfound humanity. And he's got these bizarre memories of being a llama that remain. But Fueled by rage and clarity, Zoku returned to confront Maiza and Kornk.
Mm-hmm.
Maiza tried to finish what she started. She tries to off him. But during the struggle, she accidentally ingested her own experimental potion, which this potion, they do believe, could have possibly contributed to the mind scramble. Like, they don't know, because they don't know exactly what was in it. They believe it could have been, like, a hallucinogen that was just making them, you know, believe these really crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and did she take the same one or a different one?
It says she took the same one.
Okay.
But accounts also differ on that. So accounts also differ on exactly what happens to Maiza afterwards, because it's widely believed she believed, at least, that she transformed into a small critter. It just says a small critter. It doesn't tell us what type. And again, this potion that she had, it's believed that it's a hallucinogen of some sort. And so we're not really sure what it was. It was shrooms or something. We don't really know.
Back then, they had all kinds of stuff.
Right. But then she just disappears and nobody knows what happened to her. Now, her henchman, on the other hand, he actually just surrendered. He's like, listen, I feel guilty. I'm very overwhelmed about this whole ordeal as is. I mean, they had a whole chase. They were chasing each other through the forest. As soon as they're like, oh, no, the wilderness didn't take care of itself. They were trying to. I mean, Maiza had essentially taken control after the Emperor disappeared, right? She was mm-hmm. like, hold on, someone has to take control. And she was stepping into that role. And oddly enough, people were kind of accepting it, but I think it's because people were fearful of her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, she's a witch.
She's a witch. She's pretty scary.
She's a powerful woman and a witch.
Mm-hmm. She also was just very cold and calculating.
Mm.
So her henchman, he just surrenders. He felt guilt the entire time. He was like, I hated doing this, blah, blah, blah. So Zoku, he returns to power, but during this whole thing, he learns a lot about the village and the people in the village, and he's starting to kind of be like, I'm softening up to these people. So he's warming up to everyone there, and he's being more compassionate, and there are rumors of his bizarre ordeal that spread out through the empire, and they cement this legacy as both him as a ruthless ruler, but also empathetic at the same time. So he ends up actually not building his luxury home, or whatever you want to call it, his home away from home, in that village, and he goes to an empty area and builds it there. And he ends up befriending basically the whole village, and while he was still very ruthless, he was now more empathetic towards the people in the actual village.
Oh. So,
yeah. So, it wasn't a very long one, but, I mean, the llama conspiracy remains. It's a very twisted case. We've never covered anything like this. It was so far back in history that mm-hmm. I struggled to find details on it, but this is what I wanted to share.
I mean, we've definitely seen stuff like that happen, you know, with, like, cults and stuff. Mm-hmm. People, drugs will mess you up, guys. Don't do drugs mm-hmm. and stay in school.
You hear that, Millie?
Why would you think I do drugs?
And stay in school.
It was the stay in school part.
Yeah.
I'm not taking, you know, yeah, I'm going to stay in school, I promise. Okay. I like school.
You like how she immediately thought I was accusing her of doing drugs?
Well, no. Oh. Well, I didn't immediately.
After, it was pretty immediate. Seconds. I felt like it was pretty immediate.
After a couple seconds.
In like a second.
It was, listen, maybe we'll put a poll up. It was pretty immediate.
Yeah.
Dad, was it pretty immediate?
Weigh in.
Dad's going to be on my side. Actually, no, he'd probably start questioning me.
How do you know what drugs are, Millie?
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom and dad told me what they were.
Okay, I'm glad you were paying attention. They're very dangerous. Don't do them, or you might think you're a llama, or a, what was the other, a small creature?
Mm-hmm. But the point being, Mel, is I was not accusing you of doing drugs. I was actually more focused on the school part.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. And get good grades.
A plus
and
is
wash, and wash the dishes.
You know, do the laundry too.
Yeah. Yeah. Take the trash out.
Guys, if my mom listens to this, you guys are all done. You're all done if my mom hears this.
Clean the litter box.
No, no, no. I don't have to clean the litter box yet.
Cook your parents' dinner.
Yeah, I'd burn the house down.
You know what? Clean out the fridge.
Ooh, no, because then my mom would be like, where's all the food? Millie, get in here!
Well, you don't have to throw out the good food.
You take everything out and spray. You know what? Let's just do this. Clean the kitchen.
No.
Yeah, sweet.
No. Mom, if you're hearing this, or Dad, if you're hearing this, you tell Mom you're done.
Why?
And then both of you two are done.
You know what? I think we should add the living room that she should clean too. Sweet, mop, wash the walls.
I already vacuumed. That's a bathroom thing, Amanda, not a living room thing. Do you have a toilet in your living room?
I'm adding. I'm an adult here. I can add chores.
Do you have a toilet in your living room?
Basically.
She's adding chores. Amanda also has toddlers and potty training, so there might be a toddler potty in her living room.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore, but there was for a hot minute.
Exactly.
It's in the closet now until the next one gets ready to go.
So, Dad, we just made a list of chores for Millie.
Mm-hmm. No.
Kitchen, living room, bathroom.
Yeah.
And litter box.
When you're done with all that, power wash the house.
Laundry, too.
Yeah.
Including the walls. Make sure you wipe down every single wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a Swiffer. You got to get the dust.
Yeah.
You want to know what I say to that?
I didn't hear anything. Did you hear her say something?
She rolled her eyes.
Look at my camera. Look, Amanda. I'll do it again.
You're not my boss.
Point being is that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did quite enjoy it. It's my turn.
The only thing I heard was Greek gods. That's it. And drugs. That's all I heard.
Did we mention Greek gods?
No, I don't know.
You and I talked about Greek gods yesterday, but not in this context.
I'm sorry, I was zoned out. I've been zoning out a lot today.
Well, you're going to fail the test afterwards.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
Bryce.
We do a quiz after every show. We do a quiz
every time.
And then our listeners send in their answers and we tell them if they were correct or not.
Yeah. But I guess you're not going to be able to partake in that.
I thought this was a podcast, not a Zoom call.
It is a podcast and a Zoom call. And we want to make it interactive for our listeners, so we do the quiz. Yeah.
Well, the quiz is nobody, but they don't want to go back to school. School sucks.
That's your
opinion. Boring.
Yeah, we're not grading them.
You're grading me.
Well, yeah, you're still in school.
Well, so are most of the listeners.
No, actually, our demographic's older.
The listeners are going to listen to this one because this is PG. Remember?
That doesn't matter, Mel.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Our listeners are still not in school. I mean, some of them might be. Don't get me wrong. Some of them. But they're probably in college where they're opting to be there.
Okay, so do y'all want to hear a paranormal story?
Yeah, I want to hear a paranormal.
Okay.
And I did have to ensure Millie it's not going to give her nightmares.
Okay. So, I have a haunting for you. It's called the house. Sorry. It's not a house. They said house. Y'all, this ain't no house. It's called Whipstaff Manor. And it's this huge mansion that sits on the edge. It sits on like a cliff on the edge of the sea. You look at this house and you're like, oh, they got money. So it's this huge mansion that sits on a cliff on the sea. And it's in Friendship, Maine. So they also have lobsters. They have money and lobsters. And this house has been condemned for years. It's not in good shape. And I did upload some pictures. Whipstaff Manor is gaudy-esque in style, and I didn't know what that meant. I had to Google it. It's an architectural style inspired by Antoni Gaudi. He's a Catalan. I don't know if I said that right. Catalan? I looked up the word, sorry, the pronunciation, I forgot, architect. And this architecture is known for its unique and elaborate designs. And when I looked it up, it said it was like art deco and kind of modernesque. And neo-gothic, which that part I liked. I like a gothic and a neo-gothic. But Gaudi's more famous design is the La Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. So if you know what that is, it's kind of like very over the top, this manor. So this manor, it was built in that style, but it looked much more whimsical. It was very round. Odd for a house, round. But so it was condemned. It hadn't been lived in.
The house was round? Like it was circular?
Not circular. Okay, you just got to look at the picture. It's like
octagon type, maybe more sides than that.
No, it's like a Victorian manor, but instead of where they have like the steeples and stuff, this one has like curved. It's curved in many places. It's I don't know how curvy. To describe it. Yeah.
It's got some baba boom.
Yeah. She's vivacious.
I see what you're saying, though. There's not a lot of straight lines. There's a lot of curve.
Yes. Yeah, that was, wow, round was horrible. Yeah, what Bryce said, guys. That's what I said.
A lot of curved structure.
Yeah. Domes. Lots of domes up top. It just, I don't know. I only know how to describe it as whimsical. Some of the windows are like stained glass windows. It's very pretty. Just, I wouldn't buy it if I had the money to buy it. No, I just don't like it. It's so curvy.
You don't want your house to be curvy. You like them boxy?
No, I like them boxy.
It sounds like Minecraft to me. Amanda wants a Minecraft house.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. I want it made out of TNT, and I want a cow in the basement.
Well, I'd probably kill the cow before.
Well, that's then you're not building my house.
Well, I'd know where you live because we're in the same server, so I'd fly over to where you live because I could just teleport to you.
You don't know what server I'm in.
I'd find
you
out.
You don't even believe that we're in different.
I'm a pro
hacker. I haven't met her in person.
I'm a pro hacker.
Well, that's why, actually, I've never met Bryce in person because she's on a different server.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I mean, you can tell it's not in its prime. It's very run down. No one had lived there in a very long time. It was condemned. And you know kids love condemned houses, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. The rumor spread that it was haunted. And kids would, like, dare each other to go there at night. And they would have to go inside and take a picture to prove that they were inside.
No. 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 If I ever step foot in the house at night,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I'm out.
She'd be like, I'm out. I'm out.
Well, they didn't usually get the pictures. There wasn't many brave people in that school, let me tell you that. Not from what I read. There was two boys in particular that went there one night, and they they were not brave, but they wanted to be. You know, they wanted to be the cool kids in school that got a picture in the house. But when they went there, they had their trusty dusty Kodak, not the remakes, the originals.
Okay. Mel, do you know what?
Polaroid.
Yeah, do you know what Amanda's referring to?
Polaroid?
A Polaroid picture? So you don't know the song? Like a Polaroid picture? I love that's what you and I go. So Mel, a Polaroid, you know how like on our cameras now we can see it digitally? A Polaroid, you would take the picture and it would immediately print from the top front, however it was designed, and then you had to shake it aggressively, and then the picture would appear.
Ha-cha, ha-cha.
Basically, yeah.
Pretty close.
Break the picture!
Actually, funny story, that actually happened, because unlike the song, you're not supposed to do that, so I think they had to come out and say something, didn't they?
I think they did have to come out and say, you're not supposed to aggressively shake the picture.
Actually, I know we told you to shake it like a Polaroid picture, but actually don't shake the Polaroid picture.
Yeah, shake it like a Polaroid picture only in your dances.
Okay, so going back to like the haunted story, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, you want me to keep going?
She's saying, hurry the F up, Amanda.
Bryce, we're talking too much. My bad.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So the boys, they're able to break in, and they're taking their picture with this Polaroid, and they're trying to, like, they're kind of fighting over who's going to take it, because, again, back in the day, with a original Polaroid, not with the, 2020 remake, you didn't really have a big shot. So they're trying to get it to where one of them's holding it and they're both in the photo when something takes the camera out of their hands. And those boys book it.
We talk about consent. I did not consent to you touching my camera.
No, this is my camera. I bought it with my allowance. Actually, no, even worse. Hello. Probably their dad's.
Probably.
Yeah, so they left the camera and they got the heck out of there. And this was pretty much how it went. You know, kids went in there. They tried to get pictures taken until the owner died. And he left it in his will to his daughter. Her name was Kerrigan Crittenden. Crittenden. That's how I want to say it. But
Crittenden.
So she made the drive up to the mansion with her lawyer, Dibbs, who was, he was at Dibbs? The reading of the will with her. Yeah, like, I call Dibbs.
That's who I should have married. Bryce Dibbs.
Honestly, yeah, I could have been Amanda Dibbs.
God, we should all be marrying someone with last name Dibbs.
Yeah. Then, can you just imagine, like, that can be your wedding theme. I call dibs. Kerrigan Crittenden, she makes the drive up to this manor with Dibbs. And they were looking around the place, like, they had just walked inside, they were looking around, and she, now, Kerrigan was very frou-frou, very nice, very well manicured, you know, dresses in, so she's a business lady, type lady. She was not thrilled to inherit this dilapidated manor, but you know, they do go and they look around. So she's not impressed, mainly because it's disgusting. They're, you know, it's dirty, it's dusty, it's filthy. And they're looking around when they heard a voice. And at first, Dibbs kind of steps forward cause you know, he's a gentleman and he was afraid it was going to be like a homeless person or a burglar or somebody. But they turn to where they hear the sounds coming from, the voice, and there's a small ghost walking down the stairs. You know how I feel about tiny ghosts. I won't say tiny, but small, child-sized ghosts.
They're not our favorite.
It's the worst. And they felt the same way, so they ran out. And the very next day, oh God, I skipped a whole bunch of bullets. Sorry. So they screamed and their scream, or from the way it was described, it was more their fear seemed to attract even more attention. And before they knew it, there was multiple ghosts darting around the room. And that's when they booked it. They were out of there. And the very next day, a priest came out. They are wasting no time. I love it.
Call the priest. Get us an exorcism. Bless this house.
Yes, get him out here. And so she was talking to this priest. And it's, I believe they like met up over the phone.
You can meet a priest on the phone?
So... this priest shows up, and yeah, from what I don't think I should say they met on the phone. I think they were, like, connected via phone call. Like, gotcha. They never met in person until he got to the house. And she had kind of asked him about his history, and he... this priest that they're putting their faith in, he got out there, and he had never done an exorcism.
You got a rookie priest?
They got a rookie. He told them that he read about them. He seen them, and he talked to people that did them.
That's different. I kind of think you need to be shadowed when you do your first exorcism.
I agree, and I also don't feel like my first, like, exorcism of a house, I would want multiple spirits. Like, why don't you start small? Like a necklace or something.
Maybe he was the only option.
Maybe so, because Friendship, Maine, it did seem like a tiny, like, quaint little town. So he goes in the house. The
city is called Friendship.
Yeah, it's Friendship, Maine. Did I not mention that earlier? I'm sorry if I didn't.
You might have. The house is in Friendship, Maine.
So the priest, he goes inside, and he has his holy water and his cross and everything. And he goes inside, and he's not in there for long, and he comes back out covered in ectoplasm.
Didn't work.
What's echo? What's ectoplasm?
Ectoplasm is like a... It's hard to describe. I don't think like there's really any one description. But yeah, it's typically gooey or like jelly, more like slime that people often see with ghosts. Yeah. I was trying to be not gross, but yeah, it's typically like projected from... And here, how about we Google it? They'll probably describe it better than we do.
Google. Hold on. I'll Google it. I have my phone right here.
No, I don't think Millie should be Googling it. I will
Google it. I don't want it on your history because then I don't know what'll show up on your Google.
No, Mill, I will Google it. Ectoplasm, it's a substance or spiritual energy allegedly exteriorized by physical mediums during seances, believed to be a physical manifestation of psychic energy or spirits.
Which in the past, we've heard about in our past true crimes is it's all fake. It's all fake. So that's
true crime and paranormal.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. In our paranormals, I was thinking of one Bryce did specifically.
Yeah, but this was a true crime. So, Mill, when people talk about ectoplasm, this is a true crime case I covered where the lady was she was pretending to be a medium contacting spirits. But what she was doing is she was basically putting contents in her stomach and then regurgitating it. So like most of the time everything that I've seen so far is that no one can prove ectoplasm is real.
Yeah.
So most of your true crimes have been...
We're talking about just one specific true crime. It's actually episode for our listeners. It's episode 161. The story of Helen Duncan, who was a Scottish medium.
Yeah, that was
and
very
that specific
recent.
True crime had a little bit of ectoplasm, quote unquote, in it. The priest left covered in ectoplasm, and he was basically like, he was done. He didn't even talk to him. He just walked past him and he left. So they're like, okay, we gotta find someone else. So they find another, all it said was I don't know what I wrote there. I'm sorry.
Salad. Exceptional.
They found an egg salad. That's exactly what they found. They were like, I know what'll get these ghosts out of here.
Egg salad.
I have no idea.
Are you
what
trying
I
to
wrote.
Say ectoplasm?
Maybe. I don't heckin' know. They found another specialist to come deal with this. Somebody who specialized in
another exorcist?
Well, it wasn't an exorcist. It just said it wasn't an exorcist and it wasn't a medium. It was somebody like a privately owned company that specialized in removing spirits.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's like
Ghostbusters?
I guess concept, but not like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I mean, that is the saying. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's who they needed, and they wouldn't have this problem, probably.
They probably couldn't do it, you know.
So they call this other person, and he was in the house for a little while, but kind of the same thing happened. He left the house, and he told him, he was like, call somebody else. So they're like, okay. Now, Carrington, at this point, she's fed up. She already doesn't want this, you know, gross rundown house anyway. So she just calls out a construction team and she's like, tear it down, which is kind of crazy because I feel like that's what we usually say, right? Like either move, set it on fire, burn it down, tear it down. That's what she did.
Get rid of it. Burn it down.
This one is like, hey, I've got the money. Get it out of here. And so she calls a construction crew out and they've got everything. They've got the bulldozers, the little, what is it? The wrecking ball.
They had everything.
They're there for a couple days before the whole crew refused to come back.
They just need to demolish and move on.
Yeah, they refused to go back in the house. They didn't want to come back on the property. So again, she's like really frustrated. And then enter Dr. James Harvey. Carrigan, she was on the phone, she was trying to order dinner, and she sees, like, it was like a news special, like, you know how they'll do, like a mini documentary on the news sometimes? That's what it was kind of described as. And Dr. James Harvey, he was a psychiatrist, But after his wife died, he turned to what he referred to as afterlife therapy. And his goal is specializing in people crossing and helping people cross over.
So he basically is like, you know what? I know I was a scientist, but I'm going to be a medium now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he's a medium for spirits, which I didn't know that was a thing, but hey, pop off, right? And there was people saying, like, one woman said that after her husband died, he haunted their apartment, and she said that Dr. Harvey helped him move on. She helped him with, I think they called it unfinished business, which we commonly, I would say commonly hear of when you're talking about restless spirits. He helped him with that unfinished business, and she said that her husband, like, it was peaceful in their apartment after that. So he sounds like he's legit, right? And yeah, Carrington's like...
he's got some experience. It's not his first rodeo, like the first person.
Exactly. And Carrington's like, at this point, what do I have to lose, right? So...
valid.
She calls him up, and they were in Santa Fe at the time. But he... like, this is what he does. He travels all over the country with his daughter whenever he hears about a haunting, and they stay there until he helps that person move on, and then, you know, they move on to the next one. And it was in the fall when Carrington met him at Whipstaff Manor, and she brought him flowers as a thank you gift. I'm sure she was thrilled for this guy to be there. And she asked him how long, like, he plans to cleanse and how long it's going to take. And he tells her, like, you know, this is still psychiatry. This is still a psychological evaluation. This can take months, years even. And Carrington is like, no, no, sir. No, no, sir. You've got days, you know, maybe weeks, months, unacceptable.
But so, ma'am, perfection takes time.
Right? Like, she does agree to let him live there because they... which, like, brave, first of all, but while he's doing this evaluation, they live, if possible, they live in these places. So, you know, they didn't, like, rent a bedroom from the lady whose husband died. But since this place was vacant, I want to say condemned, but, you know, no one's there. So him and his daughter start staying there while he's working on cleansing his house. His daughter, she's, like, preteen age. So she's not there. She's still going to school, but he spends, like, all his time there. Because, you know, he's working from home, basically.
God, the life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about it. So that same night they get there, Kat, his daughter, she was unpacking, and she, like, pulled a pair of socks out, and she just threw them to, you know, some random place in the room. And then she froze when the socks hit her in the back.
That's just rude.
Yeah. Next thing she knows, she's waking up to water splashing her face from thin air.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And that's when she saw it. She opened her eyes and she saw a boy. She described it as white but see-through with a round head. Also, that feels mean. And Bryce, he gave her a friendly wave.
Oh, wait. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Small children ghosts don't jive normally.
No, but like...
but like, he I gave feel her like a if small, he's just
waving
wave.
At you and you said he had a round head, that feels mean.
Sometimes... almost every night, I make sure, I have, like, this little Mickey thing, in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, it's just sitting in the corner of our living room. I always make sure to wave goodnight to it, just, mm-hmm. Just in case.
Just in case. I've done that before.
I don't trust it.
I've done that with stuff before, for sure.
Yeah, because I'm just like, bye, Mickey. And then after I say goodnight to Mickey, I go... I always go into my room, and every night I'm in my room, I always give my dad a hug before I turn down my soap, and then I jump into bed, grab my stuffy, and cover my head up with the blanket. He's like, nope, I ain't taking any chances.
Yeah, you're safe if you're under your blanket.
Yeah, nothing can get me. I'm hidden.
I mean, it's true. So if you're under your blinkies, that's the safest spot.
That's iron doors right there. Nothing's getting past that. So he gave her a friendly little wave. I'm like, Bryce, I don't know how I feel about this.
Like, I want to be like, ah, but wait, it's a child.
It's still a ghost, right? It's still a child ghost. Well, Kat, she freaked out, which, like, probably me too. She freaked out. She starts screaming. And Dr. Harvey, when he heard her screaming, you know, obviously he came running. And he saw it too. And dad of the year, guys, he grabs his daughter, throws her over his shoulder, and runs from the room.
He's like, not today, not yes. today.
He hid his daughter. He had her hide while he went back to investigate. And he heard, like, water running. So he found another ghost in the bathroom. And he hightails it out of there. And he smells something just pungent. And he turns to see another ghost, which apparently stinks, I guess.
Me.
I know. Like, I would rather be a ghost that smells like, you know, roses or something, or perfume. I don't want to stink. And finally, whenever he ran from that ghost, he ran into another one. So, like, the first night they're there, they find four very intelligent spirits in this house.
And they're distinct enough that they know there's four.
Right, yeah. And Dr. Harvey and his... I have Dr. Harvey and his daughter spent the night in a hotel.
I would too.
I mean, same. The next day, while Kat's in school, obviously, Dr. Harvey attempts therapy with the more aggressive entities. So the little boy, he's not really doing much, right? So he's like, okay, the kid can wait. Let's deal with these other issues. And meanwhile, these entities are, like, destroying the place. They're making a mess of the house. They're making a joke of what he's trying to do. They're mocking him because these guys are comfortable in this place. They're not planning on leaving. They don't want to cross over. They don't want to go anywhere.
Don't be mocking me while I'm over here trying to get rid of you. That's just rude.
I mean, arguably, so is trying to get rid of them.
But it's my property. Well, I mean, I was hired to do a service. Let me do my job.
Yes. I'm the housekeeper. Let me keep house.
You're not letting me keep house with your smelly ghost, okay?
Right. Yeah, I just mopped there. Come on, guys.
Please move your ectoplasm.
While he's working on these ghosts, Pat, I know we always hear about, you know, sometimes kids make friends with ghosts. It's always creepy to me, but that's what she's doing. She said that she found him, like, rifling around in the kitchen, where he again assured her, like, he's friendly. He follows her to school, and she sees him, like, in pictures on the walls.
Is this a real story?
Well, Mel, arguably, are any paranormal stories real?
Yeah, it's hard to say. This is someone's perspective. So it's hard to say on, like, did this actually happen or not? Especially with ghosts. I've never seen a ghost. So it's, I don't know.
I've never seen a ghost, but I feel like I've heard one before, though.
Really? What'd you hear?
Well, I was just sitting in my, so the night before, I had stayed up until 4 o'clock with my friends. Because
mm-hmm.
I was at a sleepover with them.
I would die because I'm old, but okay.
But, so I, when I went home, my nephews spent in a couple nights with us. And so I was sleeping in the living room. And, I kept hearing, like, sounds coming from the kitchen. But mm-hmm. I was way too scared to go into the kitchen. And the boys, they were awake, but they covered themselves with the blanket, both of them, and I don't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just under the blanket, moving around. And so I was just laying in bed, and my cat got on top of me. Then the dog started barking, so I got scared and I looked up. There were only one of them was barking though, and it was one of our blue-eyed ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, was it Peanut?
No, Peanut's the little fat one.
It was the Dash bowl, Dash. I'm sure.
Oh, no.
It was Dash. Okay. But it wasn't like a bark. I wouldn't think it was a bark. Like if you heard it, it would be more like it sounded. I'm trying to remember. It sounded more like kind of like a bark whine, as if like he's barking in pain or something. Like,
yeah.
Arr! Arr! Mm-hmm. But it wasn't loud. He was just barking like he would if someone was there. So okay. I'm just looking up, and him and the other dog are right at the edge of the kennel. All the dogs are at the edge of the kennel except one that's sound asleep on its stomach or on his back. And all the dogs are just staring at me. But the cat, I don't know where she was, but all the dogs were staring at me. So I look around to see if they're looking at anything else or not. And so I'm, like, getting scared. So what I do is I go into my mom's room, tell them that weird stuff is happening, and then I go to sleep in their room. But the weird thing is I wake up in my room, but my parents can't lift me up. Like, they've tried and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how I got into my bed, though.
You could have been really tired and just walked, maybe not remember.
Mill, I've had that happen as well. I remember falling. I distinctly remember falling asleep on the couch, and then I woke up in bed.
Oh my god, I had that happen last week, and it was because James woke me up and brought me to bed, and I don't.
I didn't have a James. I didn't have a... This was when I still obviously lived with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I very distinctly remember falling asleep on the couch. And then waking up in bed and being very confused.
It is, because it's jarring.
It's
very confusing.
Like what?
This is not the last place I close my eyes. Let's see. Okay, yeah, so... The little girl and the little boy ghost, they were actually, like, getting along. They would hang out. They would talk. And honestly, like, little kid ghost make me uncomfortable. But this kind of seemed sweet. Because Kat would later say, like, she never had any real friends because they were always moving. And the ghost was there by himself with those other three ghosts. So I can't really say by myself, but, like, they
Casper
don't...
the Friendly Ghost.
Huh?
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper
the
kid.
Yeah, he's like Casper.
Casper.
Yeah.
And then his three older uncles. And...
Did he have three uncles?
He did. Three mean uncles.
Oh, well, then yeah, this dude's in exactly Casper's situation. And so it kind of sounds sweet since the ghost is so sad and the little girl never had any friends. Like, ghosts are creepy, but this made me feel better. Okay. But... back at school, when Kat's classroom discovers that she lives at this creepy haunted mansion, you know, that they're all like, first of all, they're completely like, they don't believe it. Cause they won't even step foot in there. They tried, you know, those poor, I don't know their names, so I'm just going to call them Tim and Jimmy. Timmy and Jimmy, like they got their Polaroid stolen. So they insist.
I kind of feel like Timmy and Jimmy deserved it.
I mean, they were trespassing. So,
exactly.
It's your own fault. These kids insist on having their Halloween party there because it's the perfect place. Kat's like, yeah, that's cool. You know, and her dad, he doesn't care either. And when the night of the party comes, people are apprehensive to come inside. And, I mean, y'all wanted to have the party there, so that just felt rude. But eventually, they all loosen up. They're like, you know, they're dancing, they're eating, they're laughing. Even Kat is dancing with a boy for the first time.
Ooh, Billy. Ooh. Billy, have you danced with a boy before? That little was her shaking her head no. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe her. But I guess she's not in middle school yet, so she hasn't been able to go to a dance. Millie, have you danced with a boy before?
I feel like that's a yes.
I feel like her lack of response is a yes.
Yeah.
Does dad know?
Does your dad know? Do we need to keep this out? Do we need to take this out?
I can make this super fast chipmunk speed if we need to. It would take a lot of effort for Dad to hear what you actually said if I keep this in and do super fast chipmunk speed.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this Halloween party. So, Kat is dancing with a boy for the first time.
Ooh. And then,
do you know what happens? She kisses this boy.
Millie, have you kissed a boy before?
What do you think? Actually, yeah, I have.
Dad doesn't count.
Neither do your brothers.
So she kisses a boy. They're smooching. How old are they again?
They're like preteens. They're like 12, 13.
Okay, Mill, that's too young to be kissing boys.
Yeah.
It's, well, yes.
I haven't told you how this kiss ended.
Well, no. Don't tell me it ended in a French kiss.
No. No, this is PG. So she's kissing this boy. And as soon as they pull away from this kiss and they're looking at each other all lovey-dovey puppy dog, he turns into a ghost.
Wait, how does he turn into a ghost?
Because he was a ghost.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm just reporting the story, guys. And this story ends with, like, the last thing I read, everybody runs screaming from this house, and Kat's just, like, stunned.
I mean, yeah, she just kissed a ghost. Ew, I mean, ghost
cooties. Hey, at least she kissed a ghost,
and she liked it. Oh, that was the end of my story.
Oh.
That was Whipstaff Manor.
Okay, just a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, when will we get to say what the main idea of this thing is?
Main idea of what thing?
The podcast.
I'm confused.
It's true crime and paranormal?
Paranormal.
You said I like it, Bryce. I don't like paranormal stuff. She said that I love the podcast that I'm going to be in.
Did you not?
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
And we have pictures. Has she seen the pictures?
She saw the two. I haven't shown her the third one.
Oh! I forgot.
That one that you told me you were gonna ask.
Yes. They got a picture of the ghost watching her sleep.
You want to see it, Mel?
I guess.
They caught him on camera.
Amanda? Yes. You give me nightmares. I swear. It's... Hold on. I need to come over there.
Yeah. It's so creepy. Okay.
You scared him with your jump in. It's okay.
I told you this works.
See, we told you to trust us.
Yeah, I'm like, I should have known from the start. Cause I'm like, wait, a boy turns from a ghost to a guy, then turns back into a ghost. That sounds really familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, why did he have antennas on in the picture?
Oh, that's like her headboard. Or not her headboard, because it's not a board, but that's her bed frame.
But yeah, and I'm like, I should have known, because he said he has a circular head.
Mm-hmm, he's got a round head.
Round head. When I thought of round head, I thought of like...
Like almost like alien-esque.
Big. Yeah, like almost like a T circle.
Well, I don't know. He does have a big head.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I'm like, that's what I thought of. I thought of, like, paranormal. I'm like, you mean an alien? There's aliens here?
I don't think we've ever had a house
that had both.
No, we have I'm in a house. But I don't think we've ever had, like, a haunted house that had both. I'm going to have to look that up now. That's interesting. Is it ghosts or is it aliens?
Aliens. Has to be an alien. Because I'm an alien. Oh. I'm from Mars.
How does it go? Boys are from Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls are from...
Mars to get some candy bars.
Oh, this is how the song goes.
This is how the song goes. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls go to Mars to get more candy bars.
Oh, I like that one better. I always thought it was girls go to Mars to get more gold stars. Like, in school?
Ew, no.
Yeah, gold stars because boys are stupid or girls get the gold stars because they're smart. I like candy bars better, though.
Mars bar.
I would prefer a candy bar. I don't think I've ever had a Mars bar.
Oh my gosh, I just realized something. When I said that it was that it sounded a lot like, so the three uncles in Casper, you're like, kind of. You were trying to make a cover.
Oh, I wasn't trying. No, I made the cover. The cover was there.
I have a confession as well, Millie. We gotta wait for Leo to stop chatting. Hold on.
I like how he just pops up every now and then. He's like, who else is angry?
Millie freaked him out and he holds grudges, so.
Poor God. Oh, that's why he keeps turning.
He keeps looking at Millie and then coming back and crying.
I was just excited because I was right. I usually am wrong when it comes to me and Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to admit that she's right. Because it hurts.
That's a very mature thing to admit.
I can be very mature sometimes.
Wow. Yeah.
But as I was saying before Leo started screeching again, I have a confession to make as well, Mill. My story was not real. You called it during the telling. It was based off of The Emperor's New Groove, all of the names. All of the names, Mill, were just the letters of the name. Like, Kronk was Kronk.
Which is why I could not stop laughing, by the way. Because you took a ridiculous name and made it so much more ridiculous.
I'm about to crash out. You guys are making me crash out.
So you did. I was really upset with Amanda when she said something about April Fools, because I knew you wouldn't have connected those dots unless we said something. But yes, this is an April Fool's joke on you.
My bad. I thought she knew.
No. I was going to text you earlier and be like, by the way, she doesn't know this is April Fool's episode. She's so mad. Okay, but Mill, did you like the stories? Even if you are the victim of a prank.
Oh, I'm getting you good next time, kid.
Not necessarily just you, by the way.
This is all of our listeners.
Yeah. You're just the first one to hear it.
Yeah. You're just the guinea pig.
Mm. So this was our...
Oh my god!
This was our true crime and paranormal Disney edition.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if Casper's Disney, but you get the point.
The Kids Bop edition.
Yes, this is... Yes, Kids Bop.
I'm gonna get you.
Okay. I know you couldn't see her, but she just went, I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get you so good and right when you let your guard down, too, kid.
Hey,
I love Millie, you have calling me kid. It's really making me feel youthful.
The crazy thing is, though, like, your dad signed off on this.
He did sign off on
it. She's aggressively texting.
She aggressively ripped her headphones off. She's so mad. Oh, she's calling him. Hey, Mill, plus three, dirt, dirt, dirt. I also just got... Oh.
Put Dad on the phone. Right now. Tell him to hurry his butt up. He just trouble. I just figured out what the podcast is about.
Yeah, bring the phone over so I can talk to Mom.
Hold on. Bryce wants to talk to you. No, hold on!
We just told her it's a prank and she's ticked.
Hey,
she's fine, but Dad signed off on it, so.
I don't know why she's upset. She guessed them. Well, she was right.
My mom could hear you. She's so, that was my mom. You guys are so mean. You knew about it, lady.
Yeah.
Look at her, just.
I don't know why she's upset. She knew it. She wasn't fooled.
I know. And on top of that, she's upset because I just got her.
You're done.
You're done.
You don't say it right. You're done.
You're done.
Yeah. So I was telling Bryce, I don't know why you're upset, because you weren't fooled. You guessed both stories.
She kind of, and I knew putting the term llama in there would kind of like maybe give a that hint, but I wanted to. I wanted to give something that'd be like, hey, this could be right. Anyway, the point being is that I would say sorry, but I'm really not sorry if this was the only way we could get you on the podcast.
Yeah. We're not going to get you on here and traumatize.
Yeah, you would.
But we didn't.
Yeah. No, obviously, I told you my therapist listens.
The way that you told your story, though, traumatized me, kid.
Who, me or Bryce?
She started calling us both kid all of a sudden. Like, she's the adult in this situation.
I usually bring out kid when I'm mad, so don't.
I'm still calling out, but she's saying that we're young and beautiful.
Well, we weren't fooled.
Anyways, my point is that, look, if the only way to get you on the podcast was that we had to do PG pranks, mm-hmm. would you prefer that, or would you prefer not to come on the podcast at all? Yeah, the silence is what is the key here. So for our listeners, we're also not sorry to you guys, because you guys should have expected something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the glasses are off. She's ready to box. You know what's really funny is that she thinks she has the best eye rolls, and she obviously doesn't know me.
Yeah.
Well, all you were when you were younger was a referee.
What?
What?
You were a referee on your phone, so don't. You're referring to you being like stronger than me. You're not stronger than me.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I can tell. I have Mimi powers.
I don't know what the hell she's talking. Are you talking physical strength?
Yeah.
Child, I have 2 20-pound babies I lug around most days.
Yeah, and I have to deal with 6th graders. I was safety patrol.
I don't know how that changes physical strength.
Do you throw them?
I wish.
Shot put them?
I wish. But no, then I'd get kicked off safety patrol.
That's not very safe, obviously, Amanda. Get your shit together.
It is if you twist correctly.
Not for the others. Anyways, thank you all for listening to Helen Heels Podcast. To see pictures from this episode, you can follow us on Instagram, Helen Heels Podcast, X Helen Heels Pod, or Facebook by searching Helen Heels Podcast. You can find us on Linktree by typing in Helen Heels Podcast. If you want to support us, please like, review, rate, share, and subscribe on your preferred listening platform. If you have your own true crime or paranormal story suggestions or just words of encouragement, please email us at helenheelspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends to listen with you as well. Bye.
Bye.
Adios. And also, I'm probably going to be mad at this for like a month.